Having a buyer doesn't fix everything. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Shares of Credit Suisse sinking more than 50% even after its rival UBS agreed to acquire the troubled bank in a deal cut with Swiss regulators. Recent bank failures in the U.S. adding uncertainty to this week's Fed meeting and rate hike decision.
The Federal Reserve now is trying to walk that line between getting inflation down under control while holding the stability now of the community banking system together.
Fox Business's Edward Lawrence at the White House. China's president is in Moscow meeting with Russia's president while pitching a peace plan for Ukraine. This just days after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for the Russian leader. U.S. officials have warned China against supplying weapons to Russia for its Ukraine invasion. Ahead of a possible indictment of former President Trump over hush money payments in 2016, some Republicans are accusing a New York City prosecutor of being politically motivated, including Florida governor and potential 2024 rival to Trump, Ron DeSantis.
They ignore crime and they empower criminals, and that hurts people. It hurts a lot of people every single day. The Soros district attorneys are a menace to society, and I'm just glad that I'm the only governor in the country that's actually removed one.
DeSantis referring to top Democratic donor George Soros. Trump says the Manhattan DA's probe is a witch hunt. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calling on House committees to investigate the DA's office and whether federal funds are being used for the Trump investigation. A guilty verdict just in at the trial of three men over the killing of rap star XXXTentacion, who was shot outside a South Florida motorcycle shop during a 2018 robbery. The jury deliberating for just over 7 days before convicting all three defendants today. A fourth suspect who said he took part in the robbery had pleaded guilty last year and testified. The defense called him a liar. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The family of a young man killed in South Carolina 8 years ago is exhuming his body in connection with the recent murder conviction of a once wealthy attorney whose surviving son is speaking out about the cold case.
The mother of Stephen Smith says they are using money from their GoFundMe to exhume his body. Stephen was found killed on the side of a road not far from Alec Murdoch's property in 2015. Investigators initially said he was hit by a car, but attorneys and case watchers have questioned the lack of evidence that a vehicle was involved. At that time, Stephen and Buster Murdoch, Alec's oldest son, were classmates. Buster says in a statement he is aware of baseless rumors circulating about him and Stephen. He denies any involvement in his death. After Buster's mother and brother were killed, investigators said they were reopening the Smith investigation. Smith's mother said after her son's death, Alec, who was an attorney, called her and offered to represent her. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The city of Philadelphia will pay more than $9 million to settle civil rights lawsuits over the treatment of protesters in 2020 after the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The money will be shared by more than 300 plaintiffs, with the amount depending on their individual circumstances. Philadelphia will also contribute $500,000 to a fund that includes counseling for victims of police violence. A popular discount chain is scrambling over inflation.
Egg prices ain't a dollar anymore. That's not the title to a country song. It's the reality facing Americans every day thanks to inflation. Prices are so exorbitant that Dollar Tree is cracking, pulling them from the shelves entirely. The bulk of the stuff at Dollar Tree sits at $1.25 on average. Other items are priced up to $5. A company spokesman says the eggs will likely return to the shelves when costs are more in line with historical levels, and that would be excellent news for egg lovers. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Right now, the Dow's up 368 points. Oil prices slipping under $66 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.